Okay, let's get into Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet. Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet. As we continue the love story between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, this Perek is Hashem talking to Bnei Yisrael. That's the whole Perek. It's the man talking to the woman. It's the chasan talking to the kala, the husband talking to the wife. Hinach yafa rayasi, you are beautiful. Hinach yafa einayich yonim, your eyes are like doves. Why doves? Rashi quotes, V'dugmasech ki yona hazos hadveka b'ben zuga. A yona is monogamous. A dove is monogamous, and that's why the mashal is given. U'kishashochten osa eina mefarcheses ala poshet esavar, it gives its neck. Kach at nasata shchem lizbol olai u'morai. And so too, you accepted, says Rashi, to accept my burden, so to speak, my mitzvos, the responsibility of being a Jew, right? You accepted that. Says Rashi, Einayach Yonim, Mibad Litzamaseich, behind your veil. Now you might do it in a hidden way, but that's what you've done. Sarich, your hair, the hair glistens as Bnei Yisrael glisten. Ke'eder ha'izim shagolshu mehar Gilad, that come down from Har Gilad. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memtes and Daf Kuflam, it also tells the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Why was he called Elisha Bal Kanafayim? Because he wore tefillin at a time of religious subjugation, Shash Hashmad, and he wore it even though he was risking his life. And what happens? They caught him and he put the tefillin behind his back and they said, what is that? And he opened up his hands and it was Kanfeyona. It was wings of a dove. Wings of a dove, and imsu kanfeyona. That's why they called him Elisha Bal Kanafayim. And the Gemara asks, Maishna kanfeyona, Mishar Ophos. Why did they turn into wings of a dove compared to any other bird? Mishum de imsil knesis Yisrael yona. Because Bnei Yisrael are compared to a yona, Shneemar, Pasuk in Tehillim. Kanfeyona nechba bekesef. Ma yona knafeha maginos aleha. Just like Yona, its wings, protector of Yisrael, mitzvos meginos alehen. So too, Bnei Yisrael, mitzvos protect us. Mitzvos protect us. Rashi, I mean Tosfos. Omer Rita, Amrina b'Medrash. Kol ofos k'shen yigeyan ninochin. All other birds, when they're tired, they rest. Al gabi sela, they go stop flying. Vayona b'shashi yigeya parachas ba'achas v'ninochas ba'achas. But a Yona keeps on flying. One wing flies and one wing rests. The Ritva there in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes also quotes the Gaonim. Ki Yona yesh la teva shim ba aleha of gadol ba avir harakia. If another bird comes to fight with it, he nilchemes beknafecha v'nismeches al knafasheni. It fights with one and it supports itself with the other. Kach yesh mitzvos maginos aleim. So to mitzvos protect us. So you have Tosfos. It could travel and the Ritva it could fight even while flying. Alzeh nahagnu. The Ritva even quotes the minhag of when you wrap up your tefillin to leave the sides out, like Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Okay, but either way, that's Yona. That's another idea that Hashem calls us a nayich yonim. Continuing, shinayach ke'eder haksuvos, your teeth are like perfectly orderly. Ke'eder haksuvos sha'alum en arachza, and they're clean, just like they were just washed. Shakulan matimos v'shakula ein bahem. There is nothing problematic in your teeth, right, as the sheep. What does that symbolize? Says Rashi, Hadugma zu al shem gibore Yisrael, hakorsim ba'ochlim avim b'shneim sfilosam. Teeth symbolize our warriors, our fighters, that bite, that crush, but they're perfect. What does that mean? Harehe misrachkim en agezel shel Yisrael, omin ha'arayos, shelo yislach lechu ba'aveira. They're moral. They're decent. They're ethical, even when they fight, right? There's no ethical army as ethical as Am Yisrael's army. And that's what the Pasuk says then, in the days of David and Melech, and even Adayom Hazeh, there's no army like the army that we have, in terms of ethics and taking the moral high road and doing what we can in order just to defend ourselves, but nothing more than that. And that's what it means. The teeth are shining. Kechut hashani sif sosayich. Like the chut hashani, like the red string, your lips, meaning you're honest. Hashem says to us, we're honest. Umid barech naveh. Mid barech from the word dibor. Your speech is beautiful. What's that referring to? Kechut hashani. So Rashi quotes the story from Sefer Yehoshua that involved the chut hashani. Naos lahavtiach v'lishmar avtachasam. But Israel keep their word. Kamosha also a meraglim, l'rachav azona, like the two meraglim that went to Rachav, and they said, you and your family will be protected as long as you hang the red string. Sh'amru la, estikvas chut hashani, v'shamru avtachasam, and they kept their And they kept their word. And Hashem says, I see honesty. I see ethics. Kefela harimon rakasech, mibalas amasech. Like a wedge of a pomegranate is your forehead. Mibalas amasech. Again, same lashon that we had earlier, behind the forehead. What's kefela harimon rakasech? So the Gemara says in a few places, including in Brachas and including in Sanhedrin, that you are even the rekunin. Even the emptiest Jews are filled up with mitzvos like a rimon. Even the emptiest of Jews are filled like mitzvos like a rimon. The Gemara in Megillah even uses this regarding the Anshei Tveria. Megillah Davav Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, Rekes zu Tveria. V'lama nikra shma Rekes. Why is Tveria nicknamed Rekes? Sha'afilu Reikonin Sheba Malayan Mitzvos Kerimon. Right? Even the Reikonin, even the empty ones. So ask the Pesach Hanayim, ask the Chida. So why Dafka Tveria? Right? This is said about many Jews, but why Dafka Tveria? So the Chida, the Chashuke Chemet here quotes in his Agada, quotes the Chida, but it's on the Chida, the Pesach Enayim, and Megillah Davav, that we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, that Tveria started Shabbos very early, right? Because it's all the way in the valley, right? In on top, they started it late because it was still sunny, but it was the dark in the valley. So they started Shabbos, they had extra Shabbos. Somebody has extra Shabbos, that itself is a protection. Limud Haskel Gadol Avureinu, says Rav Zilberstein. Shamakabel Shabbos Lefnei Hazman Hagam Shehu Reik Haru Nechshav Bashamayim Kamali Mitzvos Kerimon. Right, and this is a Chazal that's used in many contexts. Remember the story that I've quoted often from Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust about the Blush of a Rebbe. It said about a man named Schneeweiss, who is an unaffiliated Jew, but when the push came to shove, he wouldn't eat on Yom Kippur. And he gave his life for it. Gave his life for it. Because Jews, when it comes to the Mesiris Nefesh, ultimate, so they stand up. And Kefalach Rimon Rakaseh, the Belush of Rabbi says, when he saw that Schneeweiss give his life, he realized the fulfillment of this Gemara. Afilu Reikonin Shebachem. The Mitzvot David says here that he thinks it refers to the Sanhedrin. V'anim shalhu ala Sanhedrin shoftei ha'ida shehem p'nei ador v'yimumolim b'chol chachma umada. They are full of everything, full of every wisdom. Kerimon hamaleya lo gargarim. Like a pomegranate is full of seeds, so too the great chacham are full of the chachmas. V'hema hayu mastirim ha'chachma belibosam, v'lo hisparu b'fnei anashim. They didn't spread it, right? The Rabbi Sol Mishklav in the Hakdama to the Pa'asa Shulchan, he quotes from his Rebbe, the Gra. The Gra was a baki in every chachma. Every chachma he was a baki in, including chachmas ha-musica, and chachmas ha-tzmicha, ba'ani, and all different types of chachmas. He even writes there that the Vilna Gaon wanted to go to study chachmas ha-nituach, which some say means he wanted to go to medical school to study the body and study surgery and anatomy, and his father didn't want him to. Why? Because if he would do that, then he would have to spend his life being the best doctor in the world, and he has to be the Gra. That's his tafkid. So that's the one chachma maybe that was his father didn't let him study. But all the chachmas, that's what the Mesudas David says here, that the greatest rabbanim are full of chachmas, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Kamigdal David Tzavarech. Hashem keeps describing Bnei Yisrael in Mishalim. Your neck is like a tower. You have a beautiful, strong neck. Migdal David, Rashi here quotes, Komaz kufa noi bi'isha. A nice long neck is a beauty for a woman, and that's referring to the Sanhedrin, which is the strength and holds up Am Yisrael. Banui l'talpios. Elef hamagain taluya lava kol shilte giborim. Just to continue the mashal, right, there's a necklace, right? All the shields, 1,000 shields are hanging with all of the swords of the Giborim. But again, according to Rashi, this is referring to Torah. Torah is referred to the Tamid HaChamim are holding the shields. Tali Alav Kol Shilte Giborim. Remember the Rav Kook's beautiful thought in the Ein Aya on Brachas Chav Zayin. We have the Gemara about Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, about the fight of Tefilas Arvas Rishus and Chova. So they said, you know, let's wait till they have a vote, till all the Rabbanan come in and vote. They said, let's wait till the Bali Trisin come in. The Bali Trisin are going to come and vote. Bali Trisin are the shield bearers. Well, when the Mechamta Shel Torah, shouldn't they be holding swords? Why dafka the shield bearers? Like here it says, Elef HaMagein, the protectors, the shields. And Rav Kook explains, because when you fight a battle of Torah, it's not about attacking the other. It's about defending your shita, defending your opinion. and trying to see who gets close to the emes. And ultimately, if I have to give it my opinion, I'll give it my opinion, but not by attacking the other one, but by just protecting mine as much as I can. So here too, right? Elaf Hamagin Toli Alav Kol Shilte Gibarim. Again, there's more Svarim named Shilte Gibarim is a sefer. Elaf Hamagin is a sefer. We continue. Shnei Shadayach Kishnei Afarim Tomei Tzviyah. Hashem praises the dough praises the breasts of the woman. But as we said in the Hakdama to Shir Hashirim, breasts mean nourishment. Shnei Shadayach, Rashi quotes, who is this referring to? Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron is the first pshat of Rashi. Moshe and Aaron gave nourishment to Klal Yisrael. B'schus Moshe came the man. B'schus Aaron came the Ananei HaKavod. B'schus Miriam. But again, this is Moshe and Aaron, right? They are totally on another wavelength. You look in Rav Pam, In his Haggadah here, he talks about the chait of Aaron, who didn't write this message is about we have to look at Moshe and Aaron. But he talks about how even Aaron didn't recognize the uniqueness of Moshe. We have to recognize the uniqueness of our leaders, and we have to recognize the gavus of our gedolim, and not to put them in our world and compare ourselves to them. And that's sort of the Rav. Let me just find where he talks about this. He says, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was once asked whether someone who disputed the views of the Rishonim is an apikaris. Reb Chaim says, no, just a fool, a shota. A person who even entertains the belief that his opinion is comparable to that of the Rishonim and doesn't comprehend the vast difference is not a chote, but a shota. Unfortunately, Reb Chaim says, this type of shtus is quite common today. There are those who, like midgets in their knowledge of Torah, do not even reach the ankles of the true Torah giants, yet they proclaim their own opinions and criticize the views of Gedolei HaTorah. We have to recognize who are the shadayim of Am Yisrael, and how they really nourish, and recognize that nourishment comes from them, and as much as we can nourish, we can give off nourishment too, but we have to recognize the unique status that they have. That Shnei Shadayach Kishnei Afarim Tomei Tzviyah, it's like two hinds, Tomei Tzviyah, they're twins, Haroim Bashoshanim, they are the shepherds. They are the shepherds that we look towards. Ad sheyafuach hayom benasu atzlalim, same phrase we had earlier in the in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that means that we sinned until it blows, the day blows and the shadows come. Eilech li'al har hamor, so Rashi this refers to after the Churban, but then I went to Har Hamor, meaning there was the Churban Shiloh, but then I came to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Vel givat ha-Levona, Beis HaMikdash is also called Levona. Kulach yafeh, Rayati umumein bach. Hashem acknowledges our sins. Hashem acknowledges our faults. But he says, Kulach yafa rayasi. So a beautiful thought in the Arzi ha-Levona and Haggadah, where he quotes from the various Gedolim. He quotes this from Rav Isser, Rav Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yisrael Salanter, Klal Yisrael, the Klal of Yisrael, we are tzaddikim, we are kadoshim. Hainu, shebechol prat yitachin v'yimtzu chisronos. Yeah, we each have chisronos. Avo kishakulam yachtav, bazeh v'kisal zeh. But when we're all together, kulech yafa, kulach yafa rayasi. Right, when you're all together, Hashem tells us, Yafa Rayasi, Umumein Bach, and I don't see any movement. I don't see any movement. And then he quotes from Rav Isser Zalman. Rav Isser Zalman says that Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. So what did he do? He saw, the Gemara in Bava Basra, that their psachim were not mechuvan zeh keneged zeh. What does that mean? So Pashavshad, it means that tzniyus, and they had a certain level of tzniyus that he was not used to. But again, is that worthy of not being cursed? Maybe. But Rav Isser Zalman says maybe a deeper idea. The Pesach is referring to the Pesach Chatas Rovetz, the source of all sin. He saw that the Jews, their source of all sin, there wasn't one root problem. There wasn't one root problem that he could latch onto and curse the Jews. Every Jew sinned because of their own taivism and because of their own faults. Ein peschem mechuvanim zek keneged zek. Therefore, there wasn't something inherent in the Jew that was problematic, that was faulty, and therefore, he couldn't find a place to curse them. So, kulach yafar rayasi umum ein bach. Continuing now, iti mi levanon kala. Come with me from Levanon, says Hashem. Levanon is another name for the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi quotes Allah Torah. Levanon is from the word Lavan. It whitens our sins. So Hashem says, come with me. Meaning, this is a source of the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavtes that Hashem is Shchinta Begalusa. Hashem goes out to the Galus with us. And he says, I'm coming with you. Iti mi Levanon kala. Iti. And remember, Shlomo HaMelech is talking. He's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. and he is alluding to what's going to be. Iti milavon tavoi, come with me. Right? It's like he's going to come with us, but he formulates it as come with me. Tashuri meirosh amana. A lot of midrashim on this pasuk. Sing. It could mean tashuri. Some midrashim say that it means now b'kibas goliath on the way back. You're going to sing meirosh amana on the top of a mountain named Amana, meirosh snir v'chermon, right, when you come back. Rashi quotes by Kibbutz Golias, you're going to sing b'kapsiyas nidachayich, tistakli v'tisponini. When you come back, look, maschar pulaseich meireshis ho'emuna shemantabi. You look back at the great emuna that you had in me, and they're going to sing, and that's going to be the schus of the Kibbutz Golias. So the Medrash points out, which emuna are we talking about here, that b'schus, that emuna, we're going to be zochet to be redeemed? So the Medrash says, here in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, first opinion is, the emuna v'ayimina b'Hashem, v'moshe avdo, by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yarisol Seirak Dola. But then the Medrash asks, is Barnash t'chami v'lo mehemin? What, would anybody see that and not believe? Hell no, it's really early. Havi b'schus ha'emuna sheheminu yisol b'mitzrayim. Shenemar v'ya'amein ha'am. And Rapan picks up on them and says, to have emuna when everything is going great, that's not the gavus. To have emuna when things are tough still in Mitzrayim, that's why we're zochet to be redeemed, because we kept emuna even during the dark times. Tashuri, so we're going to sing meirosh emuna, but this b'schus, the Medrash says, of the emuna that we had even in Mitzrayim. I forgot to mention earlier, the Shnei Shadayach, Rashi's first pshat was Moshe and Aaron, but Rashi's second pshat was the Luchos. The Shnei Shadayach, the Luchos, that's what gives us nourishment. And Rashi quotes, V'chamisha Dibros Alzu, V'chamisha Alzu, Mechuvanim Dibur Keneged Dibur. The five Dibros on the right side, the five Dibros on the left side are parallel to each other. We've always quoted this from the Meiri's Hakdamah Tashas, but Rashi says it, long before the Meiri. Rashi says, Anochi is parallel to Lo Sirtzach. Why? Because murder is Mema'eit Dmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Yielach Elohim Achirim, Avodah Zarah is Lo Sinaf, because they're comparable. Beautiful. Lo Sisa, not bearing God's name, swearing Lo Signov. Because if you steal, you're going to end up swearing falsely to cover it up. Zachar Shabbos is Lo Sane, because that's giving testimony that Hashem created the world. And finally, Lo Sachmod is he says one's going to lead to another. We've quoted the Meiri in the past in the Zakdama Tashas that says maybe Losisa and Geneva are a little different. It means if somebody goes and dresses like an Orthodox Jew and does all the mitzvahs on the outside, but then is holich v'goneva sabrios. That's his lashon of the Meiri. He wears a talis and tefillin and holich v'goneva sabrios. That's bearing God's name falsely. That's Losisa shem alakach alashav. That's the connection between the two. But Rashi here says it, at least the idea of the parallel of the two luchos. And again, there's a lot there. Ben adam l'makom. So again, back to where we are up to. So sing meirosh amana mimonos arayos meharei nemeirim. You're going to sing on the way back of Kibbutz Golias. Libavtani achosi chala. You have captured my heart, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael. My sister, my kala, libavtini. Ba'achas meinach, even from one of your eyes. Right? Rashi says, even just one of the mitzvos. You've accepted everything, but even just one. Even one, surely, that you have so many mitzvahs. Right? Reminds us a little bit of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah and the end of Makos, where he says, why there's so many mitzvahs? Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachos Yisrael, many answers to that question. So the Rambam says, because everybody has different personalities, and you're going to get Olam Haba by doing the perfect mitzvah. So everybody can latch onto that mitzvah and do it totally lishma, and that's the mitzvah that's going to get them into Olam Haba. And that's Rashi said, rather Rashi explains this pasuk. One of your eyes, just one thing. That's one day. Rashi quotes another day that maybe one here means Avram Avinu. That's what makes you beautiful. Or the Mesudas David says maybe Moshe also. But okay, Mesudas David says maybe sometimes when a woman looks at a man even with one eye in a loving way, that's what Hashem is referring to. Libavtani ba'achas me'inayach ba'achad anak mitzavronayach, even from one of the pearls on your neck. Again, the Medrash talks about what that means. Ma'yafu dodayach achosichala, how much I love your love. Matovu dodayach miyayin, greater than wine. V'rechmanan b'cholas mamim, and it smells. It smells the your aroma. Again, all of this is symbolizing the love. Nofes titofna sifsosayach kala, the dripping honeycomb from your lips. Right, Rashi quotes, what's the dripping honeycomb from your lips? Mitzvos ta'amei Torah, based on the Gemara in Chagiga. The ta'amei Torah, it's dripping. The goodness, dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoneich, famous pasuk, honey and milk under your tongue, v'reach salmosayach karech levanon, and the smell. The smell of your begadim is like the smell of of Levanon, of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Dvash V'Chalav, so much to say, right? Some of Farshim say, Torah, sometimes things are very sweet, but they're not good for you. Sometimes things are nourishing, but they don't taste so good. Torah is both. Torah is good for you, and Torah is sweet. There's so much to say about Torah and Hana of Talmud Torah. I saw in Rabbi Galinsky in his Sefer in V'Higadata, he says, he once asked the question, he says, we know the Yetzirah comes from right when you're born. The Yetzer Tov only comes at 13. So how is it that so many children are learning so much? How is it they're learning so much? You know, it doesn't make sense because you don't have a Yetzer Tov yet. So how is it? So he says, let's get another question. He goes into a classroom and says, who wants a candy? And all the kids say, we do, we do. He says, how do you know we? You could say what you want. They say, no, everybody knows because candies are sweet. He says, that's the idea. Torah is sweet. So it's obvious. If there's something sweet, then even if you don't have a Yetzer Tov yet, you're going to be drawn to it. It's my mother always likes to say, you don't need an acquired taste for ice cream. Certain foods, you don't have to acquire their taste, right? Ice cream, candy, okay, maybe eggplant. You know, you have to have an acquired taste. But certain things, Torah, you don't need an acquired taste, right? And that's the Dvash V'Cholav. The Rambam also talks about this based on the Gemara Chagiga, which says that Dvash V'Cholav is talking about the Maisim Merkava, right? The secrets of the Torah. But the Rambam talks about this in Perek Beis, and Perek Dalid, but I read it to you from Perek Beis. The Chachamim say Shlo Lidrosh B'Dvarim Elu Ela Leish Echad Belvad Vushi Echachem Umevin Midaito. The secrets of the Torah you cannot darshan in public. B'Dvarim Elu Dvarim Amukim Heim Ad LeMaod Ve'Ein Kol Das V'Das Ra'uya L'Sovlan. Right, you can't understand it all. And the Rama ends off. Alein Amar Dvash V'Chala Tachas L'Shonech. Like keep it under your tongue. Right, don't publicize it. It's not supposed to be, publicized in that way. The Rambam talks about this also at the end of Perek Dalid of Yisodi HaTorah, all about the different secrets of the Torah. But let's just continue. Gan na'ul achosi chala. You are a closed gate. This is a reference to the tznius of Bnei Yisrael. Gal na'ul ma'ayan chatum, that they live in a different plane in the world of promiscuity, right? They reject, even though sometimes we sin, but Hashem knows deep down. Shalachayach pardes rimonim. Pardes rimonim is a famous sefer on Hilchos Nida. Shalachayach, your different pshatim, doesn't mean your offspring, doesn't mean your field, that's known as shalachayach, is one that has to be irrigated. And even ones that are dry, are full of, the orchards are full of pomegranates, in prima gadim, in beautiful fruit, kfarim im niradim, all different types of sweet-smelling fruit, and then lists off all different types of perfumes, nerd, karakom, kana, all of these, mayan ganim, be'er mayim chaim, you're like a flowing brook, Hashem says, v'noz limin halavanon, uri tzafon aboy teiman, a reference to the kibbutz galias, come from the north, come from the south, come back. Again, the whole parak is all about Hashem, yearning for us, describing our beauty, and we get to appreciate what He loves about us, and what we have to make sure that we live up to the standard. Okay, we'll stop here.